Once a year, about 50 alumni of the University of Liberia Chorus come together to make music, reminisce, and raise money for the university's music department. This year's performance is this weekend in New Haven. As Connecticut Public Radio's Ray Hardman reports, the driving force behind this ensemble is the legacy of their late choir director, who helped introduce traditional Liberian music to the world.
That's the University of Liberia Alumni Chorus performing the traditional Ghanaian song Miva Miva. The arrangement is by the late Agnes Nebo von Balmus. Von Balmus studied piano at Temple University and later ethnomusicology at Indiana University. During her nearly 30 years at the University of Liberia, she developed the choir into one of the cultural gems of that country. Through eclectic programs that included classical repertoire, as well as African-American spirituals and arrangements of traditional Liberian songs, the choir became internationally known. Wayne Doe sings bass in the alumni chorus.
Liberia was the only African country that was invited to participate in the 4th International Choral Festival held in May 1974 at the Lincoln Center. So the performance there actually received a lot of acclamation because of her.
The choir crisscrossed the world through the 1970s and 80s, but Doe says back-to-back civil wars in Liberia upended the choir, the university, and the country.
This has been a real, real blow to the country. It took us back many, many years because the period of conflict actually set us back, where students were not even going to school. So all of the institutions pretty much shut down.
Wayne Doe fled to the United States during the Civil War. Professor von Balmus relocated to London, but died in the year 2000, 5 years before Liberia celebrated its first democratically elected president in decades. At the new president's inauguration, former members of the choir were asked to perform. That was the genesis of what later became the University of Liberia Alumni Chorus.
So once a year, we come together and we sing in different states in the United States to raise funds because we have as a major goal to create a performance arts center at the University of Liberia.
Doe says the repertoire stays the same year to year. Staples from the 1970s and 80s that were chosen by Professor Agnes Nebo von Balmus. He says one of the crowd pleasers is the von Balmus arrangement of the traditional Liberian song Amabe, which means we are one in song. University of Liberia Alumni Chorus performs Saturday evening, September 21st at Yale's Battelle Chapel in New Haven. Ray Hardman, Connecticut Public Radio.